Welcome to On the Throne, podcast covering your Los Angeles Kings and Ontario Reign.
Dude, what's so funny?
I'm laughing at myself. That's Tanner Pitts.
Yo, yo, yo.
And I'm Vance Longarini, Dustin Brown's water bottle. The Kings are currently second in the division. They're third in the West and sixth in the league, which, to be honest, I would not have expected if I never looked at the stats. But maybe that's just me. What do you feel, Tanner?
The Kings are lucky. They've played a few more games than everyone. So they're fortunate to have a few more points than some of those teams. I think it's going to be a much closer race here real soon.
Yeah, also lucky that the West is kind of shit in comparison.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't know what's going on, but it's pretty crazy. But
yeah, but
every week that goes by, I'm looking better and better towards $50 for free. So can't be mad at that.
Dude, Seattle's not making the playoffs, bro. Chill.
I mean, they have a better points percentage, better goal differential than the Kings.
That's cool.
Just saying. That's cool.
Wait till Sean Walker's traded.
It's true. Oh, God. Been a little bit since the last episode, but in the last week, Kings beat the Oilers, Wings, and the Hawks. So, what do you think? What was your favorite game this week to watch?
I think that's an easy one, brother. That's the Oilers game, man. The Thousand Oaks native with the Hattie.
With the Hattie.
Arvidsson with 3 assists. That whole nice line in general, bro. My God.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody was kind of questioning if they were going to come back and, like, be what they were at all last year. And by the looks of things,
that's the only game that really was beneficial for the Kings on this road trip, unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, well, they got a point in Seattle, so that's okay.
I'd rather have at least 6. We got 3 out of 8. God, I can't do math.
Yeah, it wasn't great. Definitely ended not so great, but win some, lose some, you know?
Yeah, they just got to figure it out, man. Like, Sean Walker just looks lost. It showed that Jacob Movarari, I think, played pretty good yesterday. I would be fine with him in the lineup more often, just leaving Durzi on the right side.
Yeah, I don't oppose that.
I just never heard. Did you hear what's wrong with Durzi? He got scratched late yesterday.
I don't know. I mean, I'm more wondering what the hell's going on with Byfield.
He scored tonight, and Brant Clark scored his first professional goal tonight.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, it's a conditioning stint, but it makes me nervous.
Well, they sent Kapari, Elias Anderson down, and I think Jacob Movarari today, so maybe after this weekend they'll recall Brant Clark and Quentin Byfield.
I hope so. That'd be sick.
Kupari's look good though, man. Like, it sucks. I don't want to send him back, but
well, he can always use a little bit more time. You know, that's not bad for him, and it's good to get him some NHL time, some minor league time. Just, you know, work on those things, those basics.
He's still just not confident. There was a time last night I saw that he had a shot like wide open in the slot, and he passed it and didn't shoot it. It was like him versus the goalie, and he tried a little touch pass or a little soft pass to, like, the right side, and they didn't score, obviously.
I mean, I'd rather them try and make those plays and, you know, make it or don't make it and, you know, give it the attempt.
Shoot. Yeah, you want to see him shoot.
Yeah, but I'd rather see those mistakes 21 games in rather than, you know, 75 games in.
Yeah. Like I said, I don't even know if it was a mistake, but he had a wide open shot and he didn't shoot it at all.
Right, and that's going to happen. I mean, I'm proud of all of them. I don't think there's a player on the Kings that I look at and go, this guy is shitty.
Sean Walker.
Well, Sean Walker now, but, you know, 2 weeks ago it was Sean Dursey. It's just like, it is what it's going to be. Like, there's always going to be the guy that's like, you know, trailing. There's always got to be somebody in last place. But at the end of the day, it's like, you know, yeah, you could trade and improve, and I'm not against that. But everybody on this team has made some sort of like, oh, that was a nice play, or oh, that was a nice move. Just in the past few weeks, they've done well with that. I mean, Gabe isn't scoring as much right now, but he's still sitting pretty high up, and he's learning things. He's learning a lot from Kopi. He's learning from, you know, wherever he can play and however he can fit in.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm not against Mavrari, like I said. And Sean Walker, I mean, I get it. They're trying to boost his trade value, but right now I say you just get rid of him. They're so deep on the right side anyways. And like I said, you have Jordan Spence still. No one's talking about. And then Brant Clark's going to be coming back, hopefully, unless he goes to juniors and then whatever they're going to do with him. But like I said, if Sean Walker's out of the picture, that opens a spot.
It does. I think that's the thing that's holding Clark back is not his ability to play the game. It's where do you, like, what do you do with the players that are ahead of him on the right side? I think they came to the conclusion that it's better not to put him on the left, and they don't have any options to put him on the right yet. So I think Mavrari would be a good fit for the left side, and then you put Walker on the, you know, whatever you can get for him, trade block.
Yeah. It doesn't
have to be something nice. Like, I'll take future considerations at this point. I don't care.
Speaking of, like, transactions, bro, Shane Wright got sent down.
I heard about that.
The Coachella Valley, what is it, Firebirds?
Something stupid like that. The Armadillos or some bullshit. I don't know.
But yeah, another guy that's been hot, Trevor fucking Moore, dude.
I'm so proud of that kid.
I want Rob Blake to sign him now before, like, he wants more money.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's going to want more money, especially playing on that second line.
Look
what Deneau and Arvidsson are getting paid. And
he's like, a UFA. Like, so I don't want it to go to offseason. And he's at 1.875. Like, he's going to probably want... Salary cap's going to go up. I'm going to guess he's going to want, like... I don't know. He's got four, probably. He's on the second line. Got four when he's playing top line.
I was going to say 3.8 just because he doesn't have a long track record.
Yeah, and I hope he takes that hometown discount too, to be honest.
That'd be sweet. I mean, to play for the team that you've always loved.
And your family lives 30 minutes away.
Yeah, 100%. I bet he would continue playing for 3 point something for maybe at most, and he would be happy with that because he gets to, you know, live in this area, but he'd probably have a fat no trade clause.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do, man. But
I mean, worst that happens is he plays fourth line, you know, down the road in like 5 years or something. If he doesn't pan out and doesn't do well, we pay, you know, Fiala.
I mean, let's just be real. Like, he's a shorthanded king.
Yeah. Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, put him on the penalty kill and put him on, you know, second power play unit for a while. He's doing good. I'm proud of him. I'm really proud of that kid. For him to score his first career hat trick, I mean, could you imagine how many hats would have flown out of the stands if that happened at Crypto?
Oh, God.
That would be insane. Like, the place would be flooded.
Yeah.
Apparently, you get a free hat if you have Thousand Oaks on your ID the next game that you go to.
That's so dumb.
It's the awesome.
Whole line, though. It's not just Trevor Moore, dude. Like, the game he had a hat trick. Like, Arvy, he had fucking, what, three apples?
He did. He assisted on every goal.
And, like, I think Deneau might have had a point, but, like, Deneau's face-off percentage the last few games, like, over 70%.
Yeah, that guy's insane.
That's our best line right now.
I know. But it was last year, too.
Yeah.
Like, even with Kempe scoring career high in goals, it was nothing in comparison to what those three did on the second line.
Yeah, they were. That's why they're still. Oh, excuse me. That's why they're still together. Like, obviously, it's clicking. That's the best line. You're not going to break up that best line. Speaking of breaking up lines, that top line, they move Gabe down, move Fiala back up there. But I don't think it's Fiala, man, because Fiala showed he could score on all lines. Like, Kimpe and Kopi, I think they each have one goal in their last, like, 11 or something games.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think Kimpe and Kopi could use a split up in some way, but I don't feel like it's fair sending either one of them down. But if you could Kopi's do it not to gonna Fiala. Get sent down.
It's going to be Kimpe. I think Kempe's going to go down. Even do what Fiala to move him to that third line, because you can't break up that second line.
Right.
And see if Gabe or, I don't know, bring Fiala back up for a game and send Gabe down to that third line, because he was fine on the third line too.
I think Gabe and Kopi played really well together.
And Kopi and Kempe played really well together last year too.
Yeah, I think it's just that it takes a specific type of player to be mutually beneficial with Kopi right now. Because before, you could put anybody on that line. You could put Brown on that line. You could put, back then, Marian Gabrick. You know, it doesn't matter. They'd play well with him. But now the league has changed. And, you know, the kids that are coming up that are young are playing a different game. So I think, in my opinion, it seems more like, I don't know, like Kopi's not playing slow, but he plays a cautious game. And everything right now is like, if you're the first or second line, you need to be rushing. You need to make those fast entries. I think that's the thing that holds the Kings back the most is those entries under tight defense. They don't do well. Maybe not so much recently, but it's been off and on.
I'll be honest here, too. Like, I feel like Kempe has just been invisible. Like, at least Kopi, I can remember this game very well, is the Oilers game. Kopi was buzzing. He was all over the ice. He had a post. He was checking. He was, like, Kopi was very noticeable. Yeah, he didn't score, but he was so noticeable in that game. And just to me, Kempe has just literally been invisible.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like, but Kempe's always been streaky. He's always been like, you never know what's going to happen next, which is why, you know, it was so hard to sign him to a long-term deal for a lot, because he always has been streaky.
Yeah, but he really, I feel like he finally came out. Like, he was just, didn't know what, like, his spot, and he finally found his spot, and he clicked last year. I think he's in a funk, and he's going to have to figure his way out of it.
Yeah. I think there's a few Kings that need to get out of their funk, but it's good to see that. This is the first time in recent memory that I can think of where if some of the best players on the team are not firing on all cylinders, there are plenty other players that are clicking at the same time.
Yeah, like they just, that's why it's a team. Like, you got to pick each other up. Like, they just have to. Like I said, luckily we're only 21 games in, or whatever it is. How many is it?
Yeah, 21.
Almost 25% of the season. So, or it is 25% of the season. But I don't know. Like I said, they can't wait like they did last year and just get hot at the end there. I mean, obviously the hot team always does good, and the Kings should have won that first series last year. They got to find their playoff spot earlier than like the 80th game or whatever it was.
Yeah, they need to lock it in pretty quick this year for sure.
Yeah.
I think something that's interesting to me is defensively, like we talk about Kopi, you talk about players like Matt Roy and, you know, other players that are willing to sacrifice for this team. Did you know that Trevor Moore had more goals in that Oilers game than Leon Draisaitl and Connor McDavid had shots combined?
Yeah, I think they had two shots combined.
Yeah, that's insane.
And everyone who's saying that hit on Edler was dirty, no. It was a penalty, yes, but it was not a fine. It was not fine worthy.
He stood there. If McDavid wasn't the star that he is, that wouldn't have even been looked at twice.
Exactly.
I see that shit happen all over the NHL every game. Is there's a player that stands up and just gets he, like everybody used to make a joke out of it. Remember Cronwall on the Red Wings?
Yep.
Everybody said you got Cronwalled, and that was like, oh, he threw a big hit. But also, it was like, no, I'm going to stand up in my blue line and just not move and let you crash into me at full speed, and that's your problem. You get over it. That's exactly what Edler did, and he, you know. Edler's had a career of questionable plays, but he's an old man now. He's not like trying to go take Starr's knees out.
Yeah.
I don't think it was one thing
the Kings don't have either. We keep going back and forth, but I just noticed like how much bigger Seattle was, and they just manhandled the Kings.
Yeah, they're way more physical.
The fact that the Kings got a point, like, I don't know.
I mean, that was that along with the Flames game. It was an almost comeback, you know?
Yeah, and Quick put on his head that game. Defense was just atrocious. It wasn't even there.
I think the Kings need to focus on playing a more consistent game.
They just got to have them. They have offense. Obviously, we have goal scorers this year. We need to find defense. Like, get Sean Walker out of there. Brant Clark is better than Sean Walker. Let Brant Clark play. If he's going to play right side, let Brant Clark play.
They already burned his first year, right?
Yeah, let's play one more game.
So how can they send him to the AHL?
That's a conditioning stint. I don't know, because he hasn't played in so long. Like, I don't know, but Rob Blake found a way, and I like it. Like, you're not allowed to play in the AHL? Oh, he's playing in the AHL.
Yeah.
I think it's 14 days or 5 games, and the 5 games is going to come up sooner. 14 days. If it already has, if tonight wasn't the last one, I'm not sure.
I was going to say, I think tonight or next game that's 5. But I've never been known to be good at math, so I don't know. It could be 20. I'm not sure. I mean, I hope, because that would mean something happens with Walker, right?
I mean, you could only hope. I mean, not really, because they only have 6 defensemen on the roster. Because today they sent down Lias Anderson, Kapari, and Moverari. So, I mean, they could call up Brant Clark now, and then call up Quentin Byfield, and then they can call up, I'm going to guess, Kapari again.
But who plays left? They put Walker on left?
I'll put Durzi back on the left.
No. I don't see it. I say do a package deal for 2 righties to get a lefty. Or bring Moverari up and just keep that cap space clear. We don't need 5 fucking right-handed defensemen that are able to play in the NHL. Brant Clark is one of them. Who has the best potential? Who can learn the most, you know? Sean Walker is going to know what to do in the NHL is not get hit in the face. Or break his knee.
He didn't break his knee, but
I don't remember what game it was, but did you see that there was a shot being fired by, it was either Fiala or Velarde shot from the near boards towards the net, and Walker was like going behind the net, and he panic ducked to get out of the way of it, because he was like crossing behind the, oh my god, I laughed so hard. I can't remember what one it was.
But yeah, like I don't see him trading Sean Durzi. He's the highest scoring defenseman right now, I think.
I don't see him trading Durzi either, but given the situation, like if there was an opportunity, like if Arizona said, "Hey, we want Sean Durzi really bad. We'll give up Chychrun, blah blah blah." And even then, right, like right now with his injury and everything, I don't even think Chychrun's the right person to bring in on left side.
You don't even need that offense. Like with Drew Doughty, Sean Durzi, and Brant Clark, you don't even need an offensive defenseman. If you just get a shutdown guy, a top 4 D-man.
I mean, that would be cool. But it also wouldn't be a bad idea because
then you have Drew and Mikey. You're going to have Matt Roy and whoever they pick up. And then you're going to have Durzi and Clark. And then either Edler, Moverari, or Durzi on the left with Clark. I don't know.
Well, do you consider Mikey Anderson a shutdown guy or
I do consider him a shutdown guy.
If that's what you consider a shutdown guy, then 100% yes. I think a guy a similar caliber, a second pair version of Mikey Anderson would be perfect. Even if he's older, I don't care. You know, you get a guy that's like 27, 28, 29. You could easily get something like that from, you know, a Durzi and Walker combination.
Yeah, that's ideal, but I want like a little bit younger just to spread out the age, because you already have Drew, you have Kopi, you have Edler, you have Quick, you have your older guys, and you already have that little, you have Dano Arvidsson, who am I blanking on, Matt Roy, Iafallo, Trevor, like all those guys in that age range. I want a guy a little younger, like 23 to 25. Then you have Kempe, Fiala, And then him, and then you go down to like the younger guys. Like, I just want like a younger age group.
Yeah, I mean, I totally get you on that, but I mean, you'll also have an ideal situation. You'll have Brant Clark in there, and he's the youngest player on the team by far. So, I don't know. I like the idea. I still think if you're going to get a left-handed guy, see if you can get Oleksiak from Seattle. I really like that guy.
Because he guys is really know, physical. Seattle's Vance's actual favorite team.
Yeah, 100%, totally. Without a doubt.
He loves Seattle, bro.
No, I just love $50.
I can almost smell it, bro.
Oh, yeah. You smell it leaving your wallet. That's funny.
Cash. Who's used cash these days, bro?
A lot of people.
Think I'm going to give you a $50 bill?
What, are you going to Venmo me $50?
Fuck yeah, I'm going to Venmo you if I lose.
Oh, I'm going to pay you in pennies if I lose.
That's fine. Money's money, bro. I'm going to wipe my ass to $50 and give it to you.
Never mind. Moving on. Quick and Peterson, huh? Quick and Peterson. I didn't think we'd be here.
They both suck? Or they're both good?
Yeah. Yeah, they either give up 50 goals or they come in clutch when you need them to.
Like, Quick, like, that game against Calgary that they almost came back on, like, that wasn't Quick's fault. That was fucking terrible defense.
Yeah. I'm wondering if maybe we should we try and interview the equipment manager and see if the pad straps are stuck underneath the blade of their skates or something? Like, there's got to be a reason why both the goaltenders are just kind of shit in the bed, but then come up big.
Yeah, then you have, like, Cal. Like, Cal got all three of the points on the road. He was really good in Edmonton, and then he was really good in Seattle last night, even though the defense was awful last night.
Yeah.
I think he got us a point last night.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. I was worried about Cal, and then he had a couple really good games, and I was like, all right, fine. Let's see what he has to do. What can he do? But, I mean, I feel like they're playing with defensive strategies. I feel like they're playing with you know, like new ways to field the pairs. But at the end of the day, the defense has to improve. But we already covered. What are you writing, Tanner? This. Okay.
All right. Maybe we got to chop that out.
You're writing in all caps. I'm going to read it. It's a teleprompter. I can't make speeches without a teleprompter.
Fuck, but yeah. Power play, they finally switched it up, dude.
Yeah. Took them long enough.
And it's, I mean, their first game. They scored 2 goals like that.
Yep.
And it's looked better. They're getting shots and shots and shots and shots. It's power not play great. It's not even good, but it's better.
Right. Well, I was going to say power play went down after the Kraken game, but after Calgary, it was plus 19%. It was above it somewhere.
Oh, really?
But, yeah, but now it's 18.8.
Sorry.
The thing that blows my mind is that the Kings have a winning record right now. Like a decently good winning record for like comparison to the rest of the West. They have 3.14 goals per game and 3.38 goals against. Yeah, it just doesn't make any sense.
Like you said, like they're the sixth best team in the league. With and they're a negative goal differential, bro. That just shows how bad defense is. And
I don't get
the fact
it.
That they're negative, they're one of the most highest scoring teams in the league too.
Yeah. But they're also one of the highest scored on teams in the league. It makes no sense to me at all. This is like the thing. This is why I don't like math. How do you have a negative goal differential? Like, it's not negative negative, but in the decimals it is. And you still have a winning record. So like, these are just blowouts, but then you look back and like, no, they've blown out other teams. Like they blew out, who the fuck did they blow out? They blew out the Blues a while ago in October. I think.
Yeah, the Blues is Halloween.
Yeah, they beat like, the Blues 5-1. They beat the Maple Leafs 4-2.
Yeah, but then you lose 6-5 and you lose
6-1 to the Pens.
So yeah, it's just like you give up so much.
Yeah.
But I mean, like I said, we're fortunate they're not looking like the Ducks who don't have a regulation win yet. And they Wait, might, I don't what? Know. Did they?
The Ducks, I don't know. Have I didn't, a regular
I didn't,
week?
I didn't check as of Friday or Thursday last week, the Ducks didn't have a regulation win.
No, what?
I'm not kidding, bro. I'm looking right now.
Yeah. Wait. 5-12-1.
They're winning in the in shootouts and overtime, but they don't have a regulation win.
Dude, that's... Are they just tanking hard? Do they go up to Zegras and they're like, look, you got the cover of NHL. Why don't you sit back and shut the fuck up for a little while so we can get someone that'll play with you? And they'll be like, all right.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
So I'm looking right now. They won. Shootout. They lost. Shootout. They lost. They lost. They lost. Overtime. They lost. They lost. Yeah, they still don't have a regulation win, bro. They play the Blues tomorrow night, and they don't have a regulation win yet.
And the Blues beat them 6-2 today.
And the Blues beat them 6-2 yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Today's Sunday. Jesus.
Yeah.
Dude, that's insane.
Yeah, not a single regulation win yet, bro.
Oh, my God.
And they're, what, how many games into the season? One,
too many.
Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. They played 18 games. They don't have a regulation win yet, bro.
We should have made another bet on who was going to get last place in the league. God damn it. Because I never would have guessed the Ducks. Like if
no, imagine if like
in the off season, if we would have said, bro? Oh my God, no, I would request that the Ducks become the Houston Ducks and they can get the duck out of here, bro. No, I'm not okay with that. I don't want Connor Bedard coming to Southern California unless he's a king.
Exactly.
Can we just steal him? Can we just go in there, put a fucking burlap sack over his face and like put him in the locker room and be like, here you go. You play for us now. Sorry, man.
Well, if the Kings just suck the rest of the year, they could still possibly get him.
But before the preseason started, if we all talked and said, okay, who's getting last place in the league 21 games in or 15, 18, whatever games in, none of us would have had the Ducks. You know, like last in the league?
Yeah, nobody.
I think we all would have been like Chicago. Probably considering they gave up everything that they had on the roster.
Yeah, Chicago's bad. Or the Coyotes.
Yeah, the Coyotes are 30th. Ottawa is worse than the Coyotes.
Ottawa. How many points do they have? 13 points. Sabres only have 14, bro. Blue Jackets have 15.
Yeah, points. Yeah. They only have 14 points.
Coyotes only have 13 points.
Imagine being
the Ducks
Buffalo.
Only have 11, bro.
Buffalo, Ottawa, and Anaheim are worse than the Sharks right now. And the Sharks are like melting.
Except Erik Karlsson, dude. That guy sprung a new life.
Yeah, and he's going to get traded.
Finally lives up to his contract. He's going to get traded.
That sounds about right, to be honest.
But fuck Vegas, bro.
Yeah, fuck Vegas with a stick, man. 32
fuck
points.
Vegas.
No, sorry, 29 points.
They have
points.
Five more points than the Kings, and they have two less games played, too.
That's insane.
Super.
Yeah, 14-4-1. That's ridiculous.
Even the Stars are good. 11-5-2, bro.
Yeah.
But no one's as good as the fucking Bees. 16-2.
They'll implode, don't worry. This won't last.
And the fucking Devils are on a 12-game win streak, bro. 15-3.
They're on a 12-game win streak?
Yeah, bro. They're on a 12-game win streak. They're 10-0 in their last 10, 12 straight.
Hey, I'm happy that out of the teams to win the Stanley Cup the last 3 years in a row, the Kings are better than both of them right now. Better than Tampa, better than Colorado.
Yeah, Colorado's going to figure it out. I still think they're the best team in the West.
Oh, man.
Vegas is saying, hold my...
Yeah. Yep. Hold my slot machine.
My slot machine. And then what? Last topic here.
Mm-hmm.
Arthur Kaliev.
He should never be the last topic. I think he's the most underrated king.
Bro, why? He's silently on the fourth line going to put up 55 points this year. He's on track for 55 points.
Is he?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah,
he's on track for like 24 goals.
Wow.
Or 25 goals.
I'm proud of him. He's going to have a good, like, in the next few games, possibly. Bro, against Ottawa, he's going to have a good game.
He has three more goals than Kopi with 192 less minutes. Or 198 less minutes.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
Yeah, he's on the fourth line.
Oh, my God.
Playing with Blake Lizotte, right in the Mew. And now, like, Jad, like, come on.
That's insane.
Give him a Deneau or an Arvidsson. Give him a Byfield. Like, get him off the fourth line. I'm sorry.
He doesn't need to be on the fourth line, but it is a testament to how good of a player that and Lizotte is.
I do get it, though. Like, you have a scoring threat on all four lines that way. I get it. I think he's too good for the fourth line.
I think he's too good for the fourth line, too. They back themselves into a corner without thinking about it, and it's not their fault. But, like, getting Fiala at a bottleneck a little bit. And, like, don't get me wrong, I'm super happy that Fiala's on this team because he's bringing a lot that wasn't here before. But there's too many positions. Like, it makes me wonder what happens when Iafallo comes back from injury. What happens when, you know, another player goes out with injury and they move up the lines and that player comes back? You know, it's the same thing that happened with Arvidsson.
I'd be fine. I just wanted to see this in one of the games. I wanted to see with Kupari down on the fourth line. You have Lizotte, Kupari, or sorry, no, he would have to Kupari at center that. Move Grunstrom down and then move Kaliev up. Just swap those to the Fiala, Kupari, Kaliev. I would have seen that.
Oh my God, that'd be nasty.
Although yeah. Carl did have that goal 9 seconds in.
That's true. The second fastest goal in Kings history.
Yep.
By the reincarnation of Dustin Brown. I mean, I love it. I love where this team's at right now because it's all looking really good. It's just not perfectly meshed together yet. I just need those chocolate chips on the top, you know?
I love some things about this team, but there's things I fucking hate too.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, I wish that the Kings traded for Spencer Knight last year. Just straight up.
The Kings just need a goalie prospect. I wish the Wild never drafted Wallstat where they did. The Kings could have taken him. Excuse me.
I mean, yeah, but there were a lot of goalies that moved around in the offseason. Not much you can do.
They signed out of that contract, and who's going to take that on?
Well, he was already signed to it. It wouldn't have made a difference. He shit the bed last year, and he's not really doing like a whole lot better this year, but it could be worse. It could be way worse. So, you know, we didn't get Campbell again. We didn't get Kemper, you know.
Campbell's not even a starter in Edmonton, bro. He's the backup.
It's bad. Overpay for a backup. I wonder what that's like.
All right, bro. I think that was a good one.
I think so, too. What did... Damn it. Distracted me over here. Rangers, Sharks, Senators, and Kraken. Next 2 weeks. So it could be a chance to get some points. Are you excited?
When the Kings play, I'm always excited, bro.
You don't sound very excited right now.
I wish I didn't work on Friday because I would kind of be down to go up to San Jose on Friday and watch the Kings play. But I have to work Black Friday, unfortunately.
Black Friday. You.
Maybe I'll go on the 27th. They play Ottawa. The tickets should be cheap. It's not even the ticket price that bothers me. It's the fucking 3.5 hour drive. Back. The way there is fine. The way back sucks.
I think we're going to that one.
Are you?
Yeah.
A family?
Yeah. It's kids' night.
Nice, bro. Isn't it?
Yeah. I didn't know that. Yes. First, I don't know, what is it, 5,000 kids get a free coloring book?
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, Tanner, you can get a coloring book for yourself. Then you can color.
Yeah, I love coloring books.
And then give it to Rob Blake. And you could put at on the throne. But by the time you do that, Twitter will be dead. So rip.
Yeah, rip. All right, brother.
All right, buddy.
It's been real.
Follow us on Twitter while it still exists at on the throne pod. That's Tanner Pitts.
See you later, everyone. Peace and love.
I'm Vance Longarini. Love you guys.
Ciao.
Join the black.